Hi guys, thanks for listening again to the Laudit Podcast. I'm Inam Ali, I'm in the property department, I head up the department, and with me I've got Zoeb Tahir, who is a first-year trainee solicitor. And Zoeb's asked me about authorised guarantee agreements. So what did you want to know, Zoeb?
Hi again, Inam. So if you could go more in depth into what is an authorised guarantee agreement.
Okay, brilliant. So authorised guarantee agreement is something that pops up in commercial leases. Basically, a lot of the leases have a standard clause reserving a right for the landlord to require an authorised guarantee agreement from an outgoing tenant. So for example, you've got a tenant of a commercial lease, and they want to assign, transfer the lease to another person that they found. The landlord has the right, if it's reserved in the lease, then they have the right to ask the outgoing tenant to provide an authorised guarantee agreement. So authorised in the sense that it was authorised already prior in the lease itself, and it was reserved in there. And it's a guarantee because what happens is the outgoing tenant is guaranteeing that the new incoming tenant is going to pay the rents and any other sort of costs and anything else that's due to the landlord, that they are guaranteeing that for the rest of the lease term. It's basically a guarantee. So there's a lot of risk involved for a tenant, but it's now become quite standard. So it's not something that, you know, is argued over very much. Most commercial leases will have this right. There's a bit of give and take. So, you know, if the lease is being granted by the landlord to tenant A, and then during the term tenant A wants to transfer the lease to tenant B, then, you know, you've got to give something in return, for that agreement. So what you do is you can give an authorised guarantee agreement for the new incoming tenant B. So that's how it pretty much works. Yes, like I mentioned, it's a bit risky, but you know, there's not much that goes without risk. So in commercial leases, so you know, it's something that if it's required, then you're going to have to sort of go with it. The alternative to the authorised guarantee is where the current lease is cancelled and a new lease is granted to tenant B. So that's something that has to be negotiated with the landlord. If the landlord's happy, then some landlords will agree to that. But it's definitely worth exploring that option if you're in a situation like this. Okay, I think that's pretty much it. Any other questions on that? Or are you quite happy with that?
I was happy with the explanation.
Okay,
thank you very much, Inam.
No problem. That's the end of our podcast. Thanks very much for listening, guys. Yeah.